Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Fanny Crosby was the woman who wrote this song. She was blind, so when she talks about needing to be led and nowhere to go, she's had experience. She knew that Jesus is the way to heaven and that He is the one who can lead us all the way.
All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know what it befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know what it befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, all the fullness of His love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
What is the last book of the Bible? Do you know? Revelation. Good job. It is the last book of the Bible. It was written by John. Just as it is the last book of the Bible, you know what it tells us? It tells us all about the last events of this world's history. It's a book of prophecy, which means that it tells us what's going to happen in the future. If you want to know more about this special book, you really got to check out our special Bible prophecy series called Explore the Future. It is so much fun to listen to and to watch. It is on our website. You can go to www.startingwithjesus.com and then you click the drop-down box, Programs. And there's a program called Explore the Future. If you click on that, you can watch those videos and you can learn more about Bible prophecy and more about what this book talks about. But let's start from the beginning of the New Testament. Let's go through the books of the Bible. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, say it with me, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. You are doing such a great job learning the books of the Bible. I am proud of you, and I am excited because the more you learn the books of the Bible and the easier it is for you, you are going to find it even easier to look up the Bible verses that we look up every day during the week. Hi, boys and girls. Welcome back. We are learning about talents, and we're talking about our talents this week, aren't we? Well, we are going to continue on with another story that Jesus told about sheep and about goats. And He compares people to sheep and goats. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and let's pray and ask Jesus and His Spirit to be with us. Dear Lord, come into our hearts. Help us to be more like You. Help us to follow You. We are so thankful for Your Spirit that You send. Please give it to us so that we can learn more about You. Amen. Have you ever been around sheep and goats? I have been able to spend quite a bit of time with sheep and with goats. In fact, I have been able to go and watch the Navajo people shear their sheep. They have to do it every year, and they do it kind of in the springtime, around April or May. Now, there's a perfect time to do it, because if they shear the sheep too early, the nights get too cold, and the babies will end up freezing because they can't hide under their mother's wool. And so many sheep will die if they shear the sheep too early. But if they shear the sheep too late, guess what happens? The sheep get overheated in the hot sun during the day, and then they can die of heat stroke. So there's a perfect time to shear the sheep. Now, in the desert where we live in very high desert, it gets very hot in the day and it gets very cold at night. There's these huge temperature swings. Well, the Navajo people, most of them still shear their sheep by hand. So there's these huge, long shears, and they go and they grab a sheep or a goat. They also shear the goats, and they bring them out and they lay them down on a big piece of cardboard, and they go clip, 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 and they clip off all of their wool. It's not a quick process, but it is very fascinating to watch. Now, farmers have sheep and they have goats, and sometimes they have to separate the sheep from the goats because sheep and goats have different needs. Jesus talked about how at the end of the world, there would only be two groups of people. Those who have chosen the kingdom of God will be in the group called sheep, and those who have chosen Satan's kingdom will be in the group called goats. Let's look at Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 33. We're going to the book of Matthew. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. Now, Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Once you find Matthew, then we're going to chapter 25. There's 28 chapters in the book of Matthew, so it's towards the back of the book. We're in chapter 25. Once you find 25, then we're going to look up verse 31. You might have to pause the recording if you need more time. That's totally fine. In fact, my boys do it all the time. Pretty much every time they look up a Bible verse, they pause the recording so that they can look it up. And then they press play when they're ready. So Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 33. Let's see what that says.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
What time period is Jesus talking about here? Right before he comes. When he comes in his glory, all the angels are going to be with him, and the nations are going to be gathered around. And what is he going to do? What does it say? He's going to separate them, just like a shepherd divides his sheep from his goats. So what will Jesus say to the sheep on his right hand? Let's read verse 34, 35, and 36. We're going to read Matthew chapter 25, verse 34, 35, and 36.
Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me."
How surprised these people will be. They'll be like, "Wait a second, when did we see you?" And he tells them, "Well, you gave me food and you gave me drink and you took me in and you clothed me when I was naked and you visited me in prison." Wow. These people didn't live during Jesus' time. When did they see him that way? They're going to ask that question. Let's read verse 37, 38, and 39. 37, 38, and 39. Here's what it says.
"Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?'"
These people are different from those Pharisees in Jesus' time, aren't they? Yes, some people are still like the Pharisees who thought that they were good compared to the others, and they think that they'll be in God's kingdom because of the things that they do. But only because of what Jesus did for us will anybody be in the kingdom. Those people at Jesus' right hand did many good things, but they did them because they loved Jesus. They didn't do them for prestige or for power. They did it because they loved Jesus and they saw people who were suffering and in need and they helped them. Jesus says that when we help those in need, it's like doing it for him. Look at verse 40. See what he says. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40.
And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me."
These people had compassion on those who were suffering or in distress or needed help, and they helped them. Jesus says that when we do things for others, the least of these, the people that look so unimportant, we do it to him. I think of the story of Peggy. Her and her family were driving home from Christmas shopping. They had been at the store and they had gotten all kinds of packages and their car was full of packages for Christmas. They were so excited and they were just talking and chattering and they were very well off. And as they were driving home, the mother turns to the father and says, "You know, I don't feel very good." And he said, "Well, what's the matter? Are you sick?" And she said, "No, I'm just not very happy. I mean, we have all these wonderful packages and it's so great, but there's so many people that don't have everything that we do and I wish we could help them. Do you know of anybody?" And he said, "Well, yes, there's a man and his family that I do know of. The man was let go from our work quite a few months ago, and I heard that he had to sell his house, and his savings are almost out. They're not going to have a very nice Christmas." And Peggy piped up from the back. She's like, "Oh, Daddy, could we get him some presents? And in fact, you can give him my presents. Just buy presents for him instead of for me." And Daddy said, "Really? Are you sure?" And she said, Yes, I would love that." And you know what they did? They went to the store and they picked out presents for the entire family, for the mother, for the father, and for the little boy. Christmas morning, they drove up to their house. It was a very ramshackled, run-down house. And they drove up, and as they got up to the door, Peggy rang the doorbell. The little boy opened the door hesitantly, and he's like, "Yes?" She said, "We brought you Christmas." His eyes lit up. He was so excited. They had had almost no presents. There had been no money for presents that year. And he was so, so excited. Jesus loves it when we do things for others. He wants us to do things for others. I know that I want to look for ways to be like the sheep in this story, where I help people who need help. I give them food. I give them clothing. I visit them. I give them a place to stay. I bet there's somebody in your life that you could help this week. Can you think of someone? I want you to talk to the adults in your family and figure out who can you help this week. Who can you show Jesus love to? I bet there's someone. And when Jesus comes back, he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." He'll say, "You did it to the least of these. You did it to me." Let's pray. Lord, help us to look for somebody in our life who is the least of these, who may not be very important or who may be struggling. I pray that you will give us your eyes to see and your hands to help, that we can be a shining light to them. And we can tell them about Jesus' love. We love you, Jesus. Amen. All right, we have our memory verse song. "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." That's what we talked about today, didn't we? We want to help those around us.
Matthew 25:40. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me.
Hey kids, we have a new program coming up in a few weeks, and so we need your help. Are you ready? We want to answer your Bible questions straight from the Bible. So if you have a question that you've been wondering about, we want you to write to us and ask us that question. And then we are going to use it in our upcoming podcasts. Are you excited? I am. I want you to write to me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. We look forward to hearing your Bible question and being able to answer it in our upcoming programs.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.